shortly after we released the March 12, 2015 episode of the Curmudgeon's Corner podcast, we got feedback that said, Sam and Yvonne, you swear too much on your show. We listened to the show. We counted. It turns out we swear about every 46 and a half seconds. And we agree that's way too much. But in the meantime, it's kind of funny. So here's a supercut of just the swearing from that show.
Your son doesn't actually give a shit. Well, crap.
Random crap.
Right.
Not all of it's crap.
Well, I was fucking pissed off about it then, too. Where they send a fucking communication to another government. It's fucking idiotic. I mean, give me a fucking break. That would have been a fucking nuclear bomb. And any other way is just a fucking moron.
I think that's bullshit.
No.
First of all.
Oh, my God. Jesus Christ. Can we fucking, like, what? Do we have enough time?
The United States is well known for not actually giving a shit about international law.
The Montreal Aviation Protocols. I have no idea what the fuck that treaty is about.
Uh-huh.
So, fuck. I mean, damn, that's,
Well, that's exciting.
Fuck. Oh, wait, I finally found the fucking page with the approved treaties. Oh, Jesus, come on, you motherfucking United States.
Anyway, treaties approved by the Senate
during the Corona. Well, that's funny. You guys have no idea what the fuck a gold watch is priced. If you ever were going to sell it, maybe you'll get 15 grand. What the fuck are you going to get for a fucking digital watch? But Jesus Christ, I'm not fucking paying that kind of money.
For that high-end one, you're going after the people who just have so much money they don't give a shit.
I have it on all the time. If I got to be fucking taking off my watch, they're not ones to say, oh yeah, you need 18 hours. They're like, fuck you. I'm like, Jesus, I'm
right,
bored.
About how the watch is a piece of shit because it doesn't make it through the day. You know, tech geeks who are buying these as devices as opposed to jewelry are going to use the hell out of them and are going to kill the battery. Especially, by the way, in the first week they have the damn things because they're going to be playing with
them. I know, they're going to fucking like annihilate them.
Look, it's not the fucking chips inside that are worth the money. It's the fucking gold case. Fine, give me a fucking way to fucking like replace. Listen, Rolex has replaced all the parts of this fucking watch.
Anyway, the title of the article was "The Gold Apple Watch is Perfect for Douchebags." To make up for the battery being crap, I put it in an external battery case.
The massive idiocy of fucking Hillary Clinton. The server wasn't breached. How the fuck do you know? So how could she say that with any fucking certainty? And I saw this and I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? How the fuck could she say that with any certainty? Those fucking people are idiots. I know. I mean, we're not those people.
You and me are looking. Then you're all about what the hell is she hiding? She's an idiot.
And maybe I was predisposed to that because honestly, like right now, I mean, I was like.
And meanwhile, on the other side, you've got all the Clinton supporters going, oh, this is bullshit. This is all trumped up. What the hell do they care about email? For no fucking reason.
The only fucking Secretary of State, who the fuck was it after Colin? Fucking used the email address either. I'll turn over what I think is relevant.
Well, on the
fuck
one hand,
no.
And no one
she's
knows what
moron.
Was done.
She's a fucking moron.
It means that any third-party auditor that you give the server to now can't tell you shit.
You can recover deleted shit.
You can, but like, I mean, hell, it's probably not even the same physical server. You know, they probably upgraded the damn thing several times. That's how it was. It was legal. Go fuck yourself.
I had some people like give me shit about it.
You know, why the fuck are you bothering me about this? Go away.
Basically telling the BBC, are you fucking kidding me?
You know, God. For God's sake, if you came to an island with living dinosaurs right now, you do not fucking shoot the dinosaurs.
I think that people jump to racial conclusions over shit that happens when it's not racial. I think that we've made it to a point where people are fucking getting racial when it shouldn't be.
All that stuff.
Fuck, Jesus Christ. I hated France all the time. Any fucking way. Fucking fire them all. And he actually got recruited by their fraternity and I fucking shot him down.
As the token Puerto Rican?
No, that's not what the fucking thing is, you idiot. They had some kind of like a drinking thing, whatever, at the fucking school. They were all like fucking recruiting me and I was like, I just thought they were a bunch of losers. I think that they should be taken out and fucking gotten. Listen, if I had them in front of me, I'd beat the shit out of the motherfucker that started yelling it. I don't think it was enough. I would like to fucking like take them out and beat the shit out of them.
I'm against saving time.
No, fuck. Jesus Christ. We're still fucking like having to fucking like dealing with the fucking like aftermath of that.
But at the very least, get rid of this damn time change twice a year.
Obviously, my son can't tell the fucking difference. Well, shit. I'm sorry. My son is not recognizing fucking the time change. It's 12 fucking 30. Jesus, really? 12:28.
Wait.
No. I mean, fuck. Did I have it wrong?
It's stupid. It's idiotic.
Fucking
and
sucks.
It disrupts everything. And
I don't care. I'll stay now.
But look, I mean, here's the thing. You don't have to change everybody's fucking clocks. If you really want to change that, change what time you do things.
Let's stick with standard time. Fuck savings. Fuck this shit.
If you're a government official, I don't give a shit. Everything.
Oh, no, I don't want to fuck.
Every moment.
No. Not every fucking minute. No.
Yes.
You want to record every fucking like burp? No.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Yes, absolutely.
No.
Damn it. Facebook Messenger thing really sucks. I'm still not quite there. Damn it. You know, there were a lot of people listening to this thing and paying attention.
Not the hell yet. SEI. What the fuck?
Mainly because the damn thing kept crashing. But the damn things just didn't work reliably. Like, I would have exactly what I wanted, and then it would suddenly autocorrect to something else, and I'm like, what the hell?
I keep getting irritated with a fucking keyboard. Every time I try to keep typing to somebody fucking, it keeps changing it into ducking. I don't type ducking! I type fucking!
There you go.
What the hell have I typed to anybody that I'm ducking? You don't tell people like on text messages to
not usually. But what really pisses me off, and your fucking ducking example is just one example of this, and I find it in the damn message after I've sent it. I look like a complete fucking illiterate moron. I mean, even if they were involved, you can be damn sure they weren't the ones who planned it out.
What? There are a whole bunch of fucking racist bigots?
Are there ways you can address the problem?
I get fucking called a fucking racist, and I'm like fucking like for some people about it is a Latino or somebody or whatever. I'm like, I gotta turn around. Listen, you motherfucker, I'm a Puerto Rican, you sack of shit. Shut the fuck up. Okay, really? That really pisses me off. Can I be honest? They think I'm Jewish or like great. I'm like, what the fuck, you asshole? Okay? And shit. I mean, increase in the dollar is fucking killing them. Okay, so that's a problem. But we import so much shit.
And that's it. Please listen to Curmudgeon's Corner. We promise we're trying to do better. We won't swear quite as much. Maybe.